Here are words of Jesus spoken after his resurrection, recounted in Mark 16, verse 15. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation." Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's April 7th, 2015, and this is officially our 19th birthday of broadcasting on 102.5 FM WGNN. It was Easter Sunday, April 7th, 1996, that we first sanctified the airwaves and began broadcasting. Thank you, God, for the privilege of proclaiming your good news message 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, now on our four frequencies, covering East Central Illinois, West Central Indiana, and through our streaming audio, the world, as you log on to greatnewsradio.org. Well, if you were tuned in yesterday, you heard the first part of our Risen Indeed, a Moody special, and you heard from Johnny Diaz, Ernie Haas, and we closed out with Charlie Daniels sharing his testimony, and we'll pick up right where we left off yesterday with Dr. Charlie Dyer and John Gager asking Charlie about his experience in Israel, and then we'll hear from Mark Hall of Casting Crowns. Today and yesterday's broadcast are archived at greatnewsradio.org, so if you miss a portion or you want to hear it again, log on anytime at greatnewsradio.org. Here's Dr. Charlie Dyer.
Let's talk about your travels to the Holy Land. When did you first go, Charlie, and what caught you by surprise the most?
I went two times, and what caught me by surprise, everything caught me by surprise. There is no way, when you ride up the mountain the way that we did and the way we come in, and you look to the right, and you see the Temple Mount, and you see Jerusalem and the wall, there are no words to describe that. It's like something that you have heard about, known about, seen pictures of, seen on television and movies and everything else. And all of a sudden, there is 2,000 years of history that is sitting right in front of you. And you know that contained in that area over there are the place where the Lord died, where he was raised, where he was coming back to again, that it's going to be the bone of contention from now until the end of time as we know it. And that all of the things are going to happen, and when you stand on Mount Carmel and look out across that valley that's going to see so much bloodshed, and you realize this is what's going to happen, and that's where Elijah stood and, you know, defied the prophets of Baal and told them, the way my preacher said he was showing off when he told them to start pouring water on. You know, he was just literally just egging those guys on. You know, yeah, pour some water on here. You know, boy, is your God asleep? Maybe try to scream louder. Maybe he'll wake up. You know, him knowing all the time, he had to think, you, God's going to set that sacrifice on fire. And, you know, he was just taunting these people. But to stand there and actually be in that area where you know that all of this happened, and to see that empty tomb, and everywhere you go, I mean, it's over you, under you, on top of you, around you, you know, down into the excavations and, you know, see these civilizations of thousands of years. And I cannot understand some of the stones that were in the wall that have actually been cast down. And you can actually walk up to them and look at them and touch them. The size, and some of the size of some of the underpinning, some of the earlier buildings that are down below the level of the city, how in the world they ever got those stones from a quarry somewhere and made them as perfect as they are and made them all fit together and got them up high on that wall, it's beyond me. I just can't imagine how it could be done.
Yeah, you know, we think we're so smart, don't we? And then you do look at those stones and go, man, how'd they do it? It's incredible.
Yeah. We're talking with country legend Charlie Daniels today. You know, Charlie, I understand that Psalm 91 has had a major part in your life. Talk about why.
I can quote it to you. I mean, you know, I know it by heart. I learn it by heart. I travel all the time.
Why are you so drawn to that psalm?
Why am I into that psalm? It's a psalm of protection and guarantee of God's protection. That psalm, at any time that I would feel fear, apprehension about something, I can say that psalm to myself. And, you know, I've been to Iraq three times, and I was apprehensive. Of course, you don't go straight there. You go to Kuwait, and the first time we went to Kyrgyzstan and Uzbekistan and Afghanistan and then Kuwait and then into Iraq, and you're a little apprehensive about it, especially some years ago when the war was still going on pretty well.
Sure.
About going in. And, you know, what's it going to be like? And the first thing you do, or you did back in those days, you went in a combat landing, which meant that you started very high up above the airport, Baghdad International, and you corkscrewed in. Just keep from going out over unprotected territory. You just had to keep a tight spiral going in. So that's your first experience. And then you get on the ground and, you know, you start being aware right away. I mean, you're in battle zone. And all three times I've been there, I've had the greatest peace. I got one night, we were coming back into Baghdad from about 25 minutes out or something to one of the FOBs, forward operating bases that we had played. And we were on a helicopter, and all of a sudden they started shooting off flares and jinking the helicopter over to the left, and people in the helicopter, military people, started pointing, and there was smoke in the air. And I thought they were doing exercise. It never bothered me. It never upset me at all. And I never, you know, somebody had popped off a hand-propelled grenade at us and some small arms fire. In fact, I heard one of the bullets hit right below my feet on the armor. And I thought it was all an exercise. I did not think, you know, first of all, I didn't realize we were in a dangerous situation.
Yeah.
And secondly, I had so many people praying for me back home. I felt so at peace in Iraq. I mean, it just was amazing how at peace I felt. I felt more at peace there than I did, you know, in some other places that I have been to. But it was just that peace that you don't understand, that the Bible talks about, peace that passes all understanding. I wish I had it all the time.
Yeah.
It's just such a great feeling. Is you're going around, everybody's got guns, there's machine guns in the windows, there's you know, you're in a battle situation, and yet no, you just feel like, you know, nobody's gonna bother me, I'm not gonna get hurt, nobody's gonna mess with me, I'm under protection of God. Now, can I get an amen up first?
you do from us. You know, as musicians go, Charlie, you've done it all. You've won all the awards. You've sung the hits. You've made the albums. You toured the world. You know, when it's all said and done, your finest moment of all wasn't behind a mic. It came at the foot of a cross. And for listeners who are curious about Jesus, but they may not be even understanding what it means to know him as their Savior, what would you say to them right now?
I would say that everything else in your life that you could ever do, ever have done, ever will do, all put together is not as important as that 1 second, minute, whatever it takes you, that you come to the realization that there is one way, one truth, and one life. And I would not trade my salvation if you gave me the whole world. It's like the Bible says, what's the profit of man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? It ain't worth it. There is a heaven.
Yeah.
There is a hell. They're both there for you, which one you want to go to.
Yeah.
The way, the truth, the life is Jesus Christ. Everything else leads to hell. Believe it now, believe it later, but you will believe it.
You know, Charlie, most of us think of Charlie Daniels as a pretty fun guy to tap our toe to. Those are serious words, though, that he's sharing, but he knows whereof he speaks. Those are not really his words. He's quoting Jesus in John 14:6, when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. What does it really mean to come to the Father? To understand that Jesus is risen indeed. Charlie and I are going to pick up that dialogue after this rendition of The Old Rugged Cross by Charlie Daniels.
On the hill of Farnway stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners were slain. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old and exchange.
stained with blood so divine, such a wonderful beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old.
One and only Charlie Daniels with his rendition of that great old hymn, The Old Rugged Cross, on Moody Radio's Easter special, Risen Indeed. I'm John Gager with Dr. Charlie Dyer. Charlie, we're listening to the very familiar words of a very familiar hymn, and I think a lot of people are maybe just a bit too familiar with the cross itself. It's a piece of jewelry, it's a piece of art, and we lose what the cross really represents.
Absolutely. It was an implement of torture. It was the worst possible way someone could die. And to think that God sent his son not only to this earth, which was a lowering of himself, not only to live as a servant, but to die the most horrific death. And even that wasn't enough. He had the sin of all the world poured on him while he was hanging on that cross. And he did it because he loved us.
It could be that there are people listening to this conversation today at this moment, and they know deep in their hearts that they're not right with God. Not really. Not ready to face eternity. Strange, though, that the cross is front and center on the path that they must now take if they're going to be right with God. Explain exactly what that means.
Yeah. Everybody, I think, feels, you know, if God grades on a curve, I'm pretty good.
Right.
What they need to realize is God doesn't grade on a curve. His standard, Jesus said, was, be therefore perfect even as your heavenly Father is perfect. Well, none of us match what God has set as his standard. And in God's mind, sin needs to be punished. No matter what that sin is, all of us have sinned. We all deserve what Charlie Daniels was talking about, hell, eternal damnation, separation from Christ. But God loved us so much, he sent his son to come and pay that penalty. And what's neat is we don't have to earn our way to heaven or work our way to heaven or try and be good enough to get to heaven. Jesus paid the price. All we need to do is turn to him, put our trust in him, and accept the free gift that he offers to us, that eternal life.
Charlie, somebody, again, listening right now says, I resonate with that. I'd like to grab hold of that. What do I do? Maybe there's a prayer that you could pray that would be helpful.
Yeah, all they need to do is pray in sincerity, something like this. Father, I know I'm a sinner. I know that I've fallen short of you, and I believe you did send your son here, and he lived and died and rose again from the dead. And when he was on that cross, he was paying the penalty for my sin. I want to trust in him now as my Savior. I want to turn my life over to Jesus. Would you forgive me my sin and give me that new life as I accept your son as my Savior and Lord? And I pray it in his name. Amen.
And maybe you have questions about the prayer that Charlie just prayed. No magic in that prayer, but it is something of a prayer that will take you to the cross, to a rightness of relationship with God. Well, there's a friend waiting to talk with you right now at 888-NEED-HIM. That's 888-NEED-HIM. Go ahead and get those questions answered. This is Risen Indeed from Moody Radio. They're one of the only American bands to have ever been invited to North Korea. Founder Mark Hall calls their music a ministry of discipleship, and he makes no apology for the fact that many of the songs created are intended to preach to the choir.
Casting Crowns has won Grammy and Dove Awards, and when their album, Until the Whole World Knows, came out in 2009, it was certified gold within 4 weeks.
Amazing. And get this, the band's ministry is done part-time around their full-time work of mentoring teenagers at their home church. Casting Crowns typically tours from Thursday to Saturday so that band members can be home for church on Sunday morning and Wednesday night.
We're honored to have with us on the program the lead singer of Casting Crowns, the group's founder, Mark Hall. Mark has also traveled to the Holy Land on several occasions. Mark, what stuck out to you on your first trip to Israel? Of all the places you were, what was your favorite?
You know, I'm terrible with favorites. There's so many. I think that garden moment, sitting in all those rows of trees and those little terraces looking down that hill, looking across at the Eastern Gate and seeing all of those graves laid up against this Eastern Gate that the religious people believe is going to keep Jesus from coming back. I think that to me was just a picture of man trying to understand God and trying to put him in this little box, like this little gate that's going to hold him.
Yeah.
To me, you know, it's hard to read the scriptures and not see these places. So that was a big one for me.
Mark Hall is our guest today. He's the lead singer with Casting Crowns. And Mark, you know, you come back from an experience like going to the Holy Land, as you have on more than one occasion. You have to read scripture a little bit differently. Are there any passages of scripture that kind of jump out to you now, maybe in color or 3D, now that you've been to the Holy Land?
Definitely, especially the Sea of Galilee moments. Getting on a big old boat and getting out there in the water and reading the story in the water of the storm coming up and Jesus rebuking the storm, the moment where Jesus meets Peter at the beach with a fish breakfast to show that he was willing to start all over with Peter. And I mean, all those moments to me now are totally different having been there.
Have your travels to Israel had any influence on your music itself?
Yeah, does it shape the way you do Casting Crowns music?
Yeah, I don't know how it couldn't. You know, the song Glorious Day is one of our favorites, and it's actually an old hymn that I grew up with. But when you sing those songs and you think about the resurrection, you think about the crucifixion, being there in the traditional side of the garden tomb and walking through those city streets, man, it's just a part of you now. And I've been over there four times and taken several groups of my seniors through these walks, and it stays with you. It's something I believe every believer needs to do. Every believer needs to go over there and just see it. I don't know that it builds your faith, because faith is faith. Mm-hmm. Faith is built on the unseen. But what it does for your mind, it fills in some cracks, and suddenly becomes a little bit more your story.
So you'd encourage other believers to go to the Holy Land?
Oh, definitely. I think everybody needs to walk through that and see those places.
Mark, can you give us your reaction when you saw the Garden Tomb or entered the Garden Tomb, or even when you went into the Church of the Holy Sepulchre?
You know, going into the Garden Tomb was a really intimate moment. It was a very quiet moment. I remember we got off in a corner and we broke bread together and had communion together outside the tomb in our little group of teenagers that I had with me. And when we walked in and seeing how small and confined it was, when you're in a cave, it feels like it's closing in on you. And just remembering how constricted it felt in that room and that little cutout area in the stone where he would have laid, and looking out from inside the tomb and seeing the light, being in there for a few minutes, your eyes are having to adjust. And man, I'll never forget the moments walking out and seeing that light and imagining Jesus seeing the light as a risen Savior. Man, that's good stuff.
Mm. How did the reality of your faith get strengthened by that visit to the empty tomb?
You know, I believe that it's a gift from God in itself, and then it's grown by your trusting in Him. And I believe moments like this don't make your faith stronger, but I believe that they do fill in some of the cracks in your mind that you have, because you want it to be your story, but it's just these city names that are sounding kind of old and foreign, and you don't know what is this. What is this plant they're talking about? What are these threshing floors, you know? And then going to Nazareth and seeing a threshing floor and walking through and seeing a wine press and seeing this is how this worked, the pressure, the fact that Gethsemane was Gatsamin, which meant the wine, the place where the wine is pressed, and that's where he bled these drops of blood. And it's the whole picture of all that goes in with what you've heard your whole life. And suddenly these stories start making a lot more sense. I mean, he was literally walking around and pointing to stuff and saying, it's just like this, it's just like this, it's just like this. And here we are walking that journey. Man, everybody needs to do that.
Mark Hall is lead singer with Casting Crowns and joins us today. So all these recollections and memories and so on, I bet some of them, though, didn't match with your expectations before going. I mean, everybody's got ideas, whether they think about them consciously or not, before they go. They show up at the Holy Land, and some of it matches up, and some of it's way different. What's a way different story or a mismatch story for Mark Hall?
Well, you know, I think first it all starts with your tour guide. You know, you want a believer as a tour guide, someone that believe scripture, because I've had friends that go, and it's someone that's saying, well, this is where you say this happened, and this is where you say this happened.
Wow.
It gets kind of old about halfway through the day, but
yeah.
you find somebody that knows Jesus and knows the scripture and can walk you through, it's pretty amazing. And the guy that we went through showed us, he goes, you know, there's several different places that are said to be this, but this is a possibility, and one of those was the Via Dolorosa, you know, and in my head, you know, unfortunately, it's all the movies you've grown up watching. That's what we have in our head. And so I'm trying to picture what this is supposed to look like. And it's this big dirt mountain that he's walking up, you know, and the Via Dolorosa was actually just through city. He's walking through this town, these tiny little thin streets. There's people all over the place. And now it's a totally different picture for me of him having to walk through people's lives who could care less, really. They're just going about their lives and looking up, oh, there's a guy with a cross. You know, and there were people cursing him, but at the same time, there were people that he didn't really even occur to. And to me, that made it even more dark of what he had to go through and what he had to push through to save the people that were either cursing him or not even paying attention. And that was one of those moments that was different, having been there.
Mm. All right, Mark, you're a creative guy. I want you to repeat what I say and fill in the blank. You ready for this?
All right.
The fact that Jesus is risen indeed for me.
Well, the fact that Jesus is risen indeed for me means that I was dead and now I'm alive. Mm-hmm. And I'm alive because he is alive. So he killed my sin and he paid my debt and now I'm his. And I don't have to go there anymore. I don't have to answer for my past. I don't have to live in my own strength. I don't have to live in my own wisdom and reasoning. I'm bought and paid for, and I'm his.
One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. The Word became flesh, the light shined among us, his glory revealed. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's come. And rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. Hands that heal nations stretched out on a tree and took the nails for me. He's living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. And buried, he carried my sins far away. Coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious. buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, on glorious day, oh glorious day.
Wow, what a great song, and what a thought. Oh, glorious day. Mark Hall there of Casting Crowns. I could listen to that all day, but sadly our time is up here on our Easter special, Risen Indeed.
Thanks for joining us for this special presentation of Risen Indeed on Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute. In addition to preparing students for a life of ministry, Moody also provides tools that can help you take the next step in your relationship with Jesus Christ. We provide online and regional classes, conferences, books, and radio programs that can be heard on over 1,500 outlets around the world. We encourage you to support this local station and invite you to become a partner in productions like this by visiting moodyradio.org. Just click on the donate button at the top of the page. Once again, that's moodyradio.org. We're so grateful for the support of listeners just like you who faithfully pray for this ministry. Thanks again for joining us for Risen Indeed.
He has risen. He has risen indeed. I hope you enjoyed yesterday and today's broadcast. And if you missed a portion of it, both days are archived at greatnewsradio.org. Well, as mentioned on the front end of this program, today WGNN celebrates its 19th birthday. Thank you, God, for allowing this ministry the privilege of broadcasting the good news message of Jesus 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. It's been quite a ministry-filled adventure these many years, and we seek God's leading in the days ahead as He uses these broadcasts and radio events and the ministry work in all of our lives. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our address is Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Maybe consider a special birthday gift to this radio ministry, which is 100% listener supported. And through you and God's blessing these many years, we've been debt-free and all of our bills paid on time, a tribute to the great listening family. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Once again, if you'd like to send a note of encouragement, some birthday wishes, or make a donation to help us continue to broadcast the good news message of the risen Savior, write us at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.